This week, we've gone from raw numbers to human faces to some very grim pictures of an immigration policy out of control in the United States. More than 1,000 migrant children, part of an influx of tens of thousands of children trying to reunite with their parents in the U.S., have been shipped to a Nogales, Arizona holding center. And it's not the only such holding center dealing with this crisis. Joining me now, Senator Kelly Ward, Republican state senator representing Arizona's 5th District. Welcome, Senator Ward.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on today.
What is your reaction to these pictures and to what's going on in Nogales?
Well, you know, it's really devastating to our state. It's just amazing that the federal government could bring people who have crossed our border illegally and just drop them off within the borders of Arizona. Now, I realize that they're dropping them off at a federal installation. However, I've been told that our governor was not prepared. Our governor was not told that this was going to happen. Nogales wasn't given time to prepare for this large influx of people that they're expected to take care of. And to me, that's just appalling that the United States government would do that and that Arizona didn't have time to come up with an Arizona solution and an Arizona plan to deal with this.
So what you're saying is, in part, it makes your state look bad because it's the federal government who is unprepared. You weren't even told about anything. What do you make of some of the rhetoric saying, hey, these kids shouldn't even have been allowed to come here? They should be shipped back south of the border, or they shouldn't even be handled in this way. There should be some sort of more orderly attempt to send the parents south of the border to be reunited with the children in Mexico.
I'd have to say that I do agree that their embassies and their consulates from those countries, from El Salvador, from Honduras, from Guatemala, that they should be intricately involved in this process. They shouldn't just be brought to the United States and then all of that burden fall upon our taxpayers to pay the bill for the people who are in need or who have services that are necessary. You know, I'm very concerned with having mules and coyotes bringing these people to our border illegally and our federal government completing that human trafficking loop. I think that that is not a good precedent to set. I think that we should be sending a message back to those countries that if you come to the United States, you're not going to be able to stay.
Now, you can't fault a 12-year-old or an 11-year-old or an 8-year-old to try to be reunited with mom and dad, right? I mean, their motives are clear here, right?
Well, I don't think an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old has the wherewithal to say, I live in Guatemala and I'm going to cross across almost a half of a continent to reunite with my parents who illegally entered the United States. There must be adults that are involved in this process. Believe me, I feel for the children. I have compassion for the children. However, allowing this to happen is a horrible precedent for our country that we can't handle. We can't handle this massive influx of illegal people crossing our border.
What would it cost to basically reunite these kids in the Nogales detention center and the other detention centers around the United States, reunite them with their parents wherever they are in the U.S., then deport them back to Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador versus just granting them some sort of temporary visa, you know, at the moment that they enter the United States? What would you assess the cost of those two scenarios?
I think that the costs of both are immeasurable. Putting that burden on our governments, our state governments, our federal governments, our local governments, to attempt to find people who came here illegally to reunite them with their children. In the meantime, caring for those children for weeks, days, months, years is also unacceptable to the American taxpayer. The right thing to do is, as these people, all ages, children, adults, pregnant women, young men, old men, as they cross our border, we process them and we send them to their consulate or to their embassy for return to their home country.
What do you think the federal government should do here? I mean, in many ways, people are saying that the fact that the federal government has done nothing is the principal problem. You can have dozens of different policy options here, but it's the doing nothing that creates this crisis. What, if it not hundreds or thousands of faces of kids at a detention center, is going to make this an urgent issue for Congress? I mean, if this doesn't work, what's going to light a fire under the people in Washington?
Well, I think that what I hear the outcry from my district and throughout the state of Arizona and from around the country as well. The outcry is secure our border and enforce our current laws. That's all the federal government has to do. We don't need, quote, comprehensive immigration reform, unquote. We just need to enforce the current laws on the books and make sure that our border is secure. Once we do that, it's going to send a message to South American, Central American countries, and it will allow people who want to do this process legally and in an orderly manner to do so. I think there probably should be a little bit easier path to be able to come so that, if people want to come, it doesn't take 7 to 10 years for them to be able to get to what their ultimate goal is in the United States. That is not, you know, comprehensive immigration reform. That is tweaking our existing laws to make it a little bit easier for people to come here legally. And I think that's what needs to be done.
Do you think crises like these divide America in that the border states have a very different view of the problem than places like Iowa or Minnesota or Missouri or Florida?
I think that everyone is realizing what a problem our lack of enforcement of our immigration laws is, because people are ending up in all states. They're not just in the border states. Of course, we border states are affected more than people who are more in the inner part of the United States. But there are illegal immigrants in Iowa, in Missouri, throughout the country, and it affects the economies in all of those places. And people are fed up. They want the border to be secure and they want our laws to be enforced.
Senator Kelly Ward, Republican State Senator representing Arizona's 5th Senatorial District. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thanks for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.